9:30. So we can start. So we start in Perek Gimel, Daf Resh Nun. Let us summarize what we ended off with yesterday, and that we asked a very central question. We understand intellectually now, we've learned the sugya. We understand that it's coming from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If it's coming from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's a Tova. Just maybe move up here. No. Just move up there for a little bit. My clothes. It's his business, my business to find him a place. His business is to. So the question is understand intellectually now that the Yisurim is for our good. We understand how it brings us to express ourselves, to grow ourselves, to actualize our potential from the hidden to the giloy. The question is, how do you go about doing this now? How do you live with it? How do you internalize that knowledge and how do you live with it? That's the question we asked at the end of yesterday's session. Now we're starting Perek Gimel, which is called Tachlis HaYisurim, Erka Shel Ka'ev. What's the value of pain? Onu b'nei Adam, v'ka'evu ka'ev, atza tofes es alev k'vatzeves lochetzes. We are humans, and pain is pain, and tzar is tzar, and we feel pain. Kashal anemod litnatek mi'agoshes ka'ev, and it's very difficult to disconnect yourself from feelings of pain. That we know. Ula marota kol einzu stilu l'simcha. Having said all of that, that's not a contradiction to being b'simcha. Ha'vimurim smeichim melavim ba'goshes ka'ev. There are a lot of happy events that come with pain. Be'ez yelet chadash lo'olam. Afim melavim ka'evim ozim u'b'tzara. Bringing a new child into the world, a new life into the world, is accompanied with what can be considered serious pain. With pain, you will give birth to children. In the Tachuma, it says, "Maya piyos poya yoledes tzadik tes lamisa va'achas l'chaim." Woman giving birth is hello poshut. Hayosurim kashim ma'od, ach yoleles amarot hakol, motzepes bo'isha v'simcha. What? Terrible pain, and yet he's enormously happy. What? Ki'amna me'irua kashe v'koev, aval hu shaveh. There's a very painful, difficult event happening here, but it's worth it. Yizeich aliyedet, because it gives birth to a child. Kamo ken, adam shoterech v'om ha'meshach yom shalem v'panosoi. Person works very hard in business, in work, struggles, battles, has difficulties, complications, but then they were happy. But then a day he knows he's earning an honest living. It's worth it. It's hard, it's painful, but it's worth it. Can you bring moshtolim from sport? From the gym, if you would bring somebody from Mars and let them peep through a keyhole into one of the gyms that we have, he would think that just out of sight is someone with a machine gun torturing this guy. He doesn't know that the guy's paying to be there. A lot of money, but it's painful. Yeah, well, it's shaveh, worth it. So it is our perspective on all the yisurim that comes to a person. If a person thinks that he's suffering for nothing, it's in vain, he can't handle that. That's the worst torture. What do I have to live for? The person understands what he's getting for the suffering. He understands what it's providing him, what it's enriching him with. Well, then he's very happy because he knows it's shaveh. It's painful, And pain is pain. Aval ze shave. It's a different perspective. You can still be besimcha while you're in pain. What's the opposite of pain? Mumness, no pain. Anybody else?
I'm never saying probably gonna be wrong. I'm never gonna say it's probably gonna be wrong.
Say it, whatever. No, what's the opposite of pain? Pain's a sensation as well. Huh? Simple, the opposite of simple would be etzeb, would be sadness. Pain. The opposite of pain is, everyone usually says pleasure. Pleasure, everyone says pleasure, yeah. That's normal. I'm impressed here. No one said money.
Because we know.
Because you've been there before. You've been there before. Yeah.
But wait,
the opposite of pain is no pain. The opposite of pain is no pain.
Yeah, you got it right.
Perhaps the word comfort would be a better. No pain is comfort. I don't have to get extreme. I'm saying it's an extreme version of that. I'm saying it's the basics.
Opposite can't be no pain.
Huh?
It can't be no pain.
Well, there's pain and there's no pain.
No, that's the central part. Then pain's to the right, and something is to the left. We don't know what it is, but it's good.
The opposite of pain is no pain.
No pain.
The opposite of pain is no pain. Comfort. No pain. Whatever you want to call it. Pain's a discomfort. That's all it is.
It's comfort and discomfort.
And a dentist, he told me it's not going to be painful. It's going to be uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable. That's not pain. Pain is just a form of discomfort.
Yeah.
Anyway, play with it however you want to deal with it. Have a amen. Shavona basiso idus atachli say yisurim bisha yisurim mein arisa l'shem binyan. As we saw above, the most basic fundamental understanding of suffering is that it's a destruction in order to build. Bechinas soisa almanas libnot. Melacha on Shabbos of soisa is only when it's almanat libnot. Hayisurim mevim ala adam toiva shebelo yisurim elo haya magia leklal. Yisurim brings to a person goodness, toiva, tachlis. The reason why he's here was without the Yisurim, he wouldn't get there. V'kach amnam lamadenu haRamban. The Ramban in Breishis. Don't look at this. It's only the Ramban. The Heilige Ramban. V'hinei, I'm quoting the Ramban. V'hinei kol ha-nisyonos shebetoira le-toivas ha-manusa. All the nisyonos are there for the goodness of the one being tested. Division is Baba Divrei Chazal. According to Chazal, in the Svarim HaKadoshim, Al-Pikabal, it's brought down that there's three tachlis of purpose to Yisurim. The tachlis are shown here, la'abed esachoytim. Tachlis zu enu shaychas aleinu. The first one's got nothing to do with us. It's a way of getting rid of the sinners, getting rid of the evil ones. That's what it's there for. That's for the paras of the world, the stoims of the world, the hitil amachshmois, the nimrods. That's one tachlis of Yisurim, is to wipe those people out. That Hashem takes care of. That's one of the purposes of Yisurim. Because all telling us there's three purposes of Yisurim. The first one is to wipe out the restraint. So look, Kushu Aleinu. What's it going to do with me? The Kushu Alei. Atachlis Hashniyahi La'achzeh Sa'adam Leboire. The second tachlis is it brings a person back to Hashem. The Kesher Ato Leboire Olam La'achzeh Sha'in Sa'adam Litrachek Mimenu. It's to bring you back closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asked you distance yourself from Hashem. That's very shaykh to us. Nasbi Zois B'moshel. Yudi Bal Uriyeim. What's that word mean? No? They didn't teach you anything in Yeshiva. Huh? No. Waste of time. Anybody know what that word means? Bal Uriyan. Something to do with enlightenment.
What is it here?
Market of course. French. No. Marshall, we're bringing a marshal.
Yudi Hakam.
Hakam. Okay. Gamtov. No, I just didn't say that. Just say what you mean. You have to use a French word.
Right.
You need a French word to translate into French to tell me what the English word is. Say that. How about Chokhmah? Okay, whatever. Bal or Yen, you learned a new word. He's building his home, he's building his family, his family's getting bigger, growing, and there's no more place. He decides he's going to do stupid things to make the house bigger. As time goes by, he gets more and more drawn off to his business. He's day and night busy with making money and fixing up his dira. That's all he's busy with. He forgets the real purpose of why he has a home and why he has a house. That is to build a home, a house, to mechanic his children properly, to build a home of Torah and Yira. He hasn't got time for his children because he's too busy building a house for his children. So he doesn't have time for his children. He doesn't have time for his wife. All his day is spent running after kesef. It's a lot of time. He's got a bit confused. And Shaya Fuch Le Matara. The means has become the goal, and you get caught up in it very quickly. Of course, his ruchnius goes down and down. He starts finding the quicker men, he starts slamming down in early, he starts missing down, he's coming at home. Until a petach chal shinoi. Yom echad, who mafsit shchum atzum shel kesa. He loses a fortune of business. Made a bad decision, whatever, and boom, trap, there, ima. L'kol chal alaysav libnei sadire yoidem letamyoin. And his dreams of his new house went out the window. That's good or bad? That's good or bad? Well, we're very clever. We know. Well, you're right. It depends what he's going to do with this. If this guy's got a bit of brains, why did he lose all this money? Because, of course, Baruch Hu loves him. Hashem is Barach Roshu Azef as a Mataramitis, Hashem sees this guy's lost sight of the, he's taken him out the ball. Take him out the ball. He's forgotten why he's here. Well, there, Hefsada Kasmi, Surin Shaboyim, the Ikvoisok, who may have been Kashem is Barach Madabar and Aboymeno. Through the loss of the money in the Surin that goes with this new event, understands that, of course, Boch was talking to him. Bniya Karish, the Chachtioti. My precious child, you forgot about me, but I didn't forget about you. You forgot why I sent you into this world. You forgot that you have a mission and what it is. You forgot what your destination is in this very short life that I gave you in this world. And the kid wakes up and he tells Hashem, you're right, Tucker. Thanks for waking me up. Get back to reality. Dissolve the emptiness of the world and get back to doing what you have to do. Understanding that panos is ishtadis. You have to make ishtadis. That Yisuri was wonderful. It was good for him. He just saved his olam haba. A person shouldn't spend his life toiling for nothing. That's what he was doing. Hashem not woken him up. Oh, he would have been very upset with Hashem. Why don't you wake me up? There's got to be a yes, but lurking there somewhere, Baruch. I can see it. I can feel it. I can manage.
The one could ask.
Oh, very good. Baruch. That's called progress. Well, I'm impressed. With no intensity, I'm impressed. Okay.
Yeah, but
one could ask,
yes. One could ask, I mean, why does it need to be administered in such a bitter way? The reminder could be administered.
Excellent. I understand the question. Why can't Hashem find nice ways to wake us up? Pleasant ways. Write a little note and say, hey. So let me tell you how it normally works. Let me tell you how it usually works. And we know this because all this drives this as well. Hashem doesn't start beating you up. That's not where it starts. Usually you start getting very subtle, quiet messages. The call the mama. Yeah, usually it's to your property. Usually it's, you don't listen. Hashem has to talk a bit louder. Then Hashem shouts and he still God listens. Then Hashem has to start tapping on your shoulder. He doesn't want to tap on your shoulder because it hurts. He taps on your car's shoulder, on the washing machine's shoulder. And he's trying to get your attention, but you just don't get the message until he says, what can I do? The building's burning. If I didn't yank you out of bed and break your shoulder, you're not going to... That's how it works. It's never just boom. The most amazing chesodim you see in Hashem, that he brings it on slowly, in gradations. You get the message, you get the message. You don't get the message, you don't get the message. By the way, there's other reasons for you to read. We'll see, but we're talking about this one. This is the second reason for you to read. Oh, yeah. We mentioned it the other day. The Gemara says, you've got a bit of a sniffle. Imagine that you've got mama serious flu. If you've got serious flu, imagine that you're connected to a life support system. Yeah? And if they're taking you out to the hospital in an ambulance, imagine it's a terrible condition. Always imagine one step worse than it is. The washing machine goes. So what do we say? Oh, I've got a bunny washing machine. But one second. Washing machines don't just go. There's a very financial element in the world. He's telling you something. So first of all, he's telling you buy a new washing machine. Don't tell your wife, listen, we don't need a new washing machine. It's just in order to wake me to wake up. I woke up. You have to buy a new washing machine. That's the first thing you do. How many times has this printer stopped working? Then we do 2 minutes and it starts working again, no? Well, you have to buy a new printer for 14, 15 years. That printer's been, Hashem's been using that printer to wake us up. No, whatever, use it. You've got seichel. If he's got a bit of a ruchnius dikasar to him, he's in pain. He's upset because he called what the tzai is called for the shechina. Once again, tzai shechina, we don't get. Well, if you use the marshal tzai shechina, you'll imagine, for example, the tzai that a father has when the child doesn't listen to him or whatever. Well, this is what Lubavitch says. So then, try to get a little taste of tzar shechina, but again, we don't know what that means. But he stands embarrassed in front of Hashem. The tzar that he caused Hashem. Father doesn't want to punch his child. Which father wants to hit his child? But sometimes you don't have a choice. You love the child and you have to do what's good for the child. Then the child says, wow, I feel terrible. I have to get my father to hit me. I have to get my father to do something that's so against his teva. I love Lachshoy. I've got a Volchu Koevoti. Udo Egli. Ain't it nice and lipulich? It's Yemei Beto. Hashem loves me so much. He's concerned about me and he doesn't let me waste my life. And he caught Seati Oto and I caused him so much pain. Because you did Miss Yaseb in Surim, Shechina Mao Meres, when a Jew is having suffering, what does the Shechina say? Kalini bi Reishi, Kalini bi Zroi. It causes Hashem pain. The Shechina is in pain. Shechina has a migraine to be offered. And that's just a Mufurish of Gemara. Avoyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mukhan Lidboil Kavi Yochel Yisurim U'Bilvad Shani Lo A'ozov Oto. Shem's going to go to Yisurim, whatever that means. I mean, Musang, what that means. But whatever it means, we don't know what it means giving Hashem Nachas Ruach either. We don't know what that means. According on Apikorsis. Give Hashem Yisurim. The Gama Apikorsis. Whatever. So they'll use that lotion, whatever it means. When you leave Hashem, when you ignore Hashem, so it causes him tzar, like a father. Father has pain when his kids don't go in his way. It causes pain. It's not pashtut. Chazal say that tzar of a child who's not walking the father's way is yosek Hashem in milchamas gog u'magog. Having a kid at home is not exactly as it's a whoa, whoa, whoa. Tzadgodl. So now you know what Hashem's feeling. Besides anything else, you have an opportunity to be empathized with Hashem. And so Bal Nefesh Tzadzi, Ha'inoch mitgabeh b'nav sho'et shu'shokhech mitzaru ha'ishi. There's a major level. This is one major darga. Where the tzar that he's feeling about the tzar is caused the shechina gets so great that he forgets about his own tzar. And when he's davening that Hashem should take away his tzar, he's really thinking about the tzar to the shechina. So that's already, way beyond our skill set at the moment. But in our level, you know, the famous Maisha, the Rezina was in, he said to sit in prison. Made the Kamaisa, could I to read about it? Gam Kelef, but Zed Salmevas Loira, Enema Fachet Mea Sakonas, Mea Tsoras, Agadolis, Beyoisi. He was completely unfaith. Being in prison in those days wasn't, it wasn't like today. Being in prison in those days was riddled with Tsoras and Sakonas, but that wasn't phasing him. Can you adesh, I call it Tobati. Gam Kelef, but Zed Salmevas Loira. Even though I'm in the shadow of the valley of death, I don't fear. You know why? Because I know there are ships with me. I call it Tova. Raki atai modi. Finishes off Elaine's pshat. But it's evil that you're with me. Ulamamani ken magishra. What does make me feel terrible? Ki atai modi, that you Hashem have to be here within the prison with me. Ki gamata avishu b'shaman le'elas kibyochul izbol yusurim elu b'glalim. You have to go through the suffering of being here in this dungeon with me. I don't fear. I'm going to get stuck in the post, but it's a moidic attach. What we call a Hasidic Shavuot, but a Hasidic Shavuot from none less than the Regina while he was in prison. That's a shot from somebody who was going through this. What's bothering you? Why are you crying? Because the screen has to be here. But you're in prison. Yeah. What's the ra? So just not thinking about this. You start thinking about this. You think about this for 30 seconds a day. Let's all start with that. Lat, the Ava Saboira starts getting bigger and bigger in your heart. And you understand that Hashem's not prepared to separate from you no matter how hard you try. No matter how hard you try to get rid of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's not going anywhere. Amran, I have said a kasmi the yitra yusurim kaivim. Yes, and I couldn't do it for sure. The loss of the money and the other yusurim, the odd cave, it's painful. Litimem gam kaivim odd. Sometimes they're very painful. It was a kid. Today is one of the big the guy, but he's very involved in working with kids at risk and kids and whatever. You know, in the goyish world, he himself was an orphan kid, was a street kid. He got up and he went from one foster home to the next foster home. Went through all the yisurim and whatever of being homeless and whatever. Eventually, he arrives. He must have a Jewish neshama, this guy. Just the way he talks and understands life. There must be somewhere in the genes there. There must be a bit of Jewishness there. Anyway, so eventually they dump him in the native foster home, the next of a long list of failures. And it's like he said, you know, they teach you don't talk to strangers. But you meet somebody you've known for 3 seconds and suddenly he's your mom and dad. You know, so you have this foster home. So he goes in there. And he decides, what's he going to do to get kicked out of this house again? You know, this is the kid who only knows the fire. They start doing this. He starts making fires. He starts going, says he can't budge this guy. This new foster father is unmoved. 6 months goes by. A year goes by. He decides he's got to up his game now. So he goes, he opens a bank account. You know, puts in like $20 or whatever. Gets a check. And he starts writing checks. Thousands and thousands of dollars. Buys a car. Pays his insurance. Of course, all the insurance bounces, the checks bounce, whatever. He's driving down the highway 90 miles an hour or whatever. There's an accident. No insurance, a cop to pick him up. They take him to jail. He phones up the foster father. He says, come bail me out. It's fine. Tomorrow he'll come bail him out, fix him up the next morning. Deadly silence the whole way home in the car. gets home, the wife, he looks her down, they say, listen, kid, you've got to have a chat. They know Jared's coming. Yeah, he's heard this. He's been kicked out of enough fast times to know what the story is. He turns around and says to him, listen, you can do whatever you want. You just got to get it into your thick skull. There's nothing you can do that's going to get us to abandon you. It was a turnaround in his life. That's a college problem for you. And I heard that, Maisa, when I heard this guy explaining what he went through, I said, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You got to get into your thick skull, kid, that no matter what you do, Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to stop loving you. Because that's the definition of Avish and Utolu Bedover. It's unconditional. Don't test it. But why would you want to cause that much Saba? Don't test it. But understand that the love Hashem has for you is no matter what you do. There's very little you can do to break that bond. There's a way to break it, but I can't imagine anybody here would dredge up the energy for that. You've got to really, really be bad to do. But to be machti yitzhak rabbi, you have to take all your koiches and putting it into getting him to sin. Machti yitzhak rabbi, even Yeravan ben Mevatu, we call a machti yitzhak rabbi. That's his title for eternity. That's what's written on his tombstone to the offer. Yalai Yeravan ben Nevat, a machti yitzhak rabbi. But the worst thing you could ever do. The one thing you can't do, two for, and you don't have a chelak in Olam Haba. It's only two things that I'm going to bring down that don't stem with each other. And you're true for anything. But Machti Sarab is a local kach pashut. You don't want to be a reform rabbi. So that's the message we need to get clear. Yes, Hashem gives us the story. Yes, Hashem gives us this. At the end of the day, it's for our good because Hashem doesn't want to detach himself from us. He wants to get your attention. He wants to bring you home. And no matter what you do, you've got to get it into your thick skull, into my thick skull. Hashem ain't going nowhere. He loves you unconditionally. Nifle v'noira. Atachlis ha-shlishi shel ha-yisurim hilazakech ulamarek esa'odo. And the third purpose of yisurim is to polish the person. In order to sit in the real place that you deserve in Olam Haba, which is way above where we think we hold them, we don't appreciate ourselves enough. You need a bit of polishing. You know, to be the diamond in the crown jewels, the diamond has to be polished first. You don't put a rough diamond in there. You don't take a rough diamond out of the ground and you sort of set it into the king's crown, you polish it first. Make it look nice. Hanashoma Yeredis Mimaraimim Lolamainu Hanachot, Vinibdekis Bachimrios, Achenenu Roy Lachzole Dabik Babay Roylo. The Neshama comes down here into this world, lowly world, and it gets all affected by all the Chimrios of this world. Until it doesn't look so nice anymore to go back to be dovuk in Makadosh Baruch Hu. They're attacking in Yenze, overriding Yisurim Boilamazeh. In order to solve that problem, a person goes through Yisurim in this world. Yisurim Eli Makalfi Mimenu as Klippas Achemesh Dovkabo. It peels off all the external connections he has to the physical world. For Huyotso, Zach v'noki, and he leaves here completely pure and clean. Muchan lechzol letzumach tzavosoi uveleshuv levdavik boroilam keberi shoyna. And now he's all ready to go back and cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like before. It means there's a danger in coming down into this world to do what we need to do. Phase two comes from Daniel with a price. The price is, you know, it's very hard to be in a perfume factory and not start smelling. You come down here, you get affected by the chaymerius of it. So that needs to be scraped off a little bit. And sometimes the dry cleaning process can be painful. Bottom line, except for the first one, which we said we're going to do with us. The purpose of Yisurim is to bind us to Hashem. And he talks to us via the Yisurim. You forgot about me. You're drowning in Havolim, whatever that means. Titpalel alai. Tachzor ledaberim. Come back. Talk to me. Talk to me. Vataras akev shurim toivehi. Ain't kind of komachatz for Kilishim. He's not going to punish anybody. Im tzedakta ma titein lo v'im reshata ma poltoboy. If you're a big tzaddik, what are you giving Hashem? If you're a rosho, what are you taking from him? Siba kein hi kedei she yudi yamoid betfile yitzak v'itchanen leboy ro'ilam she yisim imenes yisurim. The purpose of the yisurim is that a Jew gets up and he starts screaming and talking to his tati that he should take away the yisurim. Yodua hu, yodayahu, he ain't loyal, means not. He knows, who am I going to talk to? Who's going to help me here? Zulat lemi shehevi alav esa yisurim, v'kach u'choyze mitkarev leboyday. Who brought the yisurim? Hashem. You want to get rid of them? He's the guy you got to talk to. There's no one else. And then slowly, 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 he gets back to HaKadosh Baruch and starts getting his act together. There was a Jew in South Africa, wonderful Jew, very wealthy Jew. One Motzei Shabbos, his factory burned down. You know him very well. You knew him very well. His factory burned down and the insurance, there was a problem and he never got paid out. You know where he was the next morning? Kailal. He got the message. He found Dr. Kolo. That's how I met him. I was learning in Kolo. He was by the boss with his white Borsellino because he was scared to drive with a black one because it could be a thing of shame when you drive it. He was, oh, you Jew, says, why are you driving with a white hat? People just say, oh, you stupid Italian. Because he was a bit of a builder. So whatever, so which is his way of not making a thing of shame. He signed up for Kolo until his last days when he was lifted from the Makhle. He learned a half day in Kolo. He got the message. He got the message. You know what I'm talking about? Huh?